Blog Talk Radio.
The pastor cannot do it alone.
That's right.
And so it is important that the laity be trained and prepared to help the work of the church, to help in the work of the ministry, so that the body of Christ may be built up and matured spiritually, as we're taught in Ephesians chapter 4. So the laity has an important role in the church.
There is a definite need for training the laity. The Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four USCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices, the laity. I would also point out that the Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four USCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices. We have Ministry of Evangelism, Ministry of Communication, the Ministry of Laity Training, and also the Ministry of Clergy Training. Good morning and good afternoon. This is the USCCM Ministry of Laity Training Outreach Broadcast. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We give honor to God, who is the head of our lives and who has graciously allowed us to come together one more time. We honor our Ecumenical Patriarch, our Episcopal Board of Bishops, the Sacred College, national officials of the USCCM, clergy, laity, and supporters of this ministry from everywhere. Greetings to you all in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is Teacher Margaret Kendall coming to you by means of USCCM Anointed Radio, extending a hearty welcome to all of you who are with us today on your phones, whether you're listening on your phone, on our USCCM Facebook page, or on our website at usccm.org. Blessings to you all, and we pray that you all are well. We thank our Heavenly Father for his love, grace, and mercy towards us, and for his mercies that are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. Let us now go before the Lord in prayer and a morning scripture, which will be led and brought to us by Pastor Sherry Atkinson. Pastor Sherry?
Good morning. I just praise God for another Saturday morning. I thank God for all of you that are listening, giving honor to our Ecumenical Patriarch, Mother Bishop, Teacher Tendu, Bishop Haywood, and everyone else that's on the air right now. We just thank and we praise God. Father God, I just pray right now for this day. First of all, I want to thank you, Father, for all the veterans. Today is Veterans Day, so we celebrate the men and women who have gone forth, some of them given their lives, so that we might be free. We thank God for them and their families, Lord God. We pray right now even for the person that's coming forth to minister today, Lord God. We thank you your will be done. We thank you that your word will go forth in might and in power. We thank you right now for an awesome move of the Spirit. We bless you and we praise you right now, for we know that all things work together for good. And Lord God, we must continue to pray without ceasing. Hallelujah, God. We thank you. Our morning scripture, Exodus 33, verses 13 and 14. Now, therefore, if I have found favor in your sight, please show me now your ways, that I may know you in order to find favor in your sight. Consider, too, that this nation is your people. And he said, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. So we just thank God that we striving to always find favor in the sight of the Lord. We thank God that he will continue to show us his ways as we yield to the leading of the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord God. We will begin to know your way so that you can favor us in all that we do. We thank you, Lord God, that you will continue to bless America, this great nation, and the people of America. We bless you and we praise you right now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Sherry, for that heartfelt, beautiful prayer and the scripture that you brought to us today. And also, again, recognition for those of our congregation and everywhere who have served in the military. We just thank you and give you all honor today for that service for our country. Well, as you know, our annual theme for the our 2023 annual theme for the USCCM is Prevailing Through the Power of Prayer. And we're reminded, even in the scriptures that Pastor Sherry has been sharing with us over this past year, that we're not only to pray, but we are to prevail in prayer because prayer does work. Amen. We're so honored to have with us as our speaker this morning, Elder Gail Newman, who hails from the USCCM Ecclesic Province of Massachusetts, otherwise known as TPOM, which is under the leadership of His Grace, Bishop Ronald S. Hodgson. Elder Newman was recently ordained as an elder in the USCCM during our last conference, and I'd like to share a little bit about you. We had the pleasure of meeting and working with her during the conference. She grew up in Boston, Massachusetts. Her parents were from Jamaica, West Indies, and Elder Newman gave her life to the Lord at a Billy Graham crusade in Jamaica and has been walking as a disciple of Christ ever since. Her work in ministry began in Jamaica, where she assisted her mom with the outreach ministry of providing food and clothing for families. And while in Jamaica, Elder Newman attended high school. She attended Carolina University of Theology, where she received the bachelor and master's degrees in theology. She served in the ministry for a number of years, and she has a passion for working with the youth as well as doing evangelism in nursing homes and street outreach ministries, which are so greatly needed today. She has served with her local church in feeding the homeless in the city of Brockton, Massachusetts, and outreach in the city as well. And she serves her local church in feeding the homeless, and she currently attends the New Fellowship Christian Ministries, where she resides as an elder committed to doing the work of God in good standing. We are so looking forward to hearing what the Lord has impressed upon Elder Newman to share with us today. She will be speaking to us, praying our way through the trials and tests. We welcome you, Elder Newman, to the Laity broadcast, and we now turn this over to you that we may hear what thus says the Lord coming from you today. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Giving God the glory. Thank you, Teacher Tyndall. Giving God the glory and the honor and giving, acknowledging our ecumenical patriarch bishop and mother bishop. All as the Ecclesiasta was acknowledged, giving everyone in their respectful place. We are continuing this broadcast with continuing with the theme, Prevailing Through Prayer. I would like to share a few encouraging words at this time to all. During 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12. With my subject saying, praying our way through the trials and the tests. And I'm going to read from the King James Version, and it says, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fire trial, which comes to try you, and though some strange things happen unto you." And I'm also going to look at the other scripture that is coming from the New Version, and it says, "Beloved, do not be surprised of the fiery ordeal among you, which comes upon you for testing, as though some strange thing were happening to you." Taking a look at this scripture, it allows us to constantly praying and seeking God due to the failure in society. But this ties up with the word of God in one example of 2 Timothy 3. And you can read this in your time, disasters, wars, earthquakes, and so on. One can only look up, draw closer to God, and seek his face. Let us look at the key scripture and stick to the subject, which is praying our way through the trials and the tests. It brings me to 1 Peter, verse 12, and where it says, as I had just read, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fire trial, which is to try you, to test you." And even in tough situations, one might feel confused, but we just have to look to God. Basically, we are shown trials and tests will come our way. James 1 tells us to consider it joy when the trials and the tests come. What do you mean, preacher, to consider it joy and tests and with those fiery darts? Because this is showing me and that God is building us up for kingdom work. And in a time like this, we should share the love of Jesus to all. In the furnace, in the good times, in the bad times, as the scripture tells us in 1 Peter 12, that we are not to be surprised of these fire darts, because it's only for our good to build us up. And it's building our character and giving us a solid backbone to do kingdom work. Now this subject and my point, praying constantly without ceasing. In this wicked and evil day, source, who is none other than Jesus, our Lord and Savior, I thank the Lord and leaders who care and love us and gives us the nudge for greatness. Pastor has connected us with someone to pray daily, and the Lord added my brother and also others to pray daily. Sometimes I'm going to be transparent. We might not even don't want to pray, but I have made a commitment to God. I have to pray because it's the only connection between me and God. And sometimes when I go and pray and don't even know what to pray, God has his way. The Holy Spirit moves, and we have to be humble and submissive to the Holy Spirit. And can I be transparent? As my subject states, to pray through the trials and the tests. The Lord is enhancing me to hold on and press on even to the mark of the high call. Because we pray constantly, God is moving, but it's not on our time. It's in his time. For my example, I was this past week, I had to eulogize a service for my nephew. And I've been constantly praying for my other nephews and my other nieces, and I saw the Lord had his way. When I went to the service, just before I even got into the service, I saw my other nephew, and all I did was give him a hug, and I just couldn't even say anything, and I started crying, and I saw the move of God just having his way in that service. Because I've never seen my nephew before broke down in tears. And then a young lady said to us that, and she said to him, she said, "Do you know that is love?" And I saw the love from Jesus Christ, not my love, reaching out to my nephew. And I'm believing God for him, and I'm believing God to help him because he's in a tough situation, and I see the hand of God moving, and I will not stop praying. I will not stop crying out for our loved ones, crying out for the saints of God. As children of God, sometimes we are used in different aspects, as I was seen in the service. Sometimes we just have to just smile. Sometimes we just have to do a gesture, but we have to be a humble service and allow God to use us, because we don't know how God is going to use us. We just have to be submissive to his will, submissive to the Holy Spirit. And to sum things up, we cannot stop praying for our loved ones. We cannot stop praying for our leaders. Without our Savior, we are nothing. We have to stay connected to our source, which is Christ Jesus. As the subject tells us, that we should pray our way through the trials and the tests. Sometimes it is so hard that we don't know what to do, but we just got to keep on praying, because Jesus is our great intercessor. He intercedes for us, so we just have to hold on to his unchanging hand, keep on prevailing through prayer. And when we don't feel like it, we have to kill that flesh and keep on pressing on. And we are led and directed by the Holy Spirit to do so. As a child of God in this evil days, we can be challenged on Jesus alone. We will be fine, as the word encourages us to look to the hills where our help and strength comes from, none other than the Lord, which is in Psalms 121. So my encouragement to all is not to give up at this time, not to give in, but to keep on praying. Even when you don't feel like, keep on praying. Even when the fiery darts come, keep on praying. Even when the trials come, keep on praying. Keep on holding on to Jesus. Keep on looking to him. Keep on allowing him to have his way. Keep on letting him be submissive and turn from our wicked ways and allow God to be in full control. And I guarantee he will have his way, but we have to be a humble servant, and we have to keep on trusting him, keep on looking to him, keep on depending upon him. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. What a powerful word, message, exhortation of encouragement for us all. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Well, we are back, and Elder Newman, you have graced us today with a short but powerful, insightful message packed with words of encouragement and reasons why we need to pray. The one thing that jumped out at me that I really highlighted is that I have to pray because it is the only connection with God. And that is a message for all of us. It's not a choice. It's not an option. We have to do it if we are to be connected with God. Well, we encourage you, listeners. I know that some of you are on the line, and I know that there are those who have comments and who have been stirred up as much as I have from hearing this message. So we encourage you right now to call in with your questions and your comments or your words. If you're listening on your phone, I remind you that you need dial 1, and Bishop Haywood will bring you right in. If you are on our Facebook page or on the UFCCM website, you will need to transition to your phone in order to come into the broadcast. Remember, the number that you need to call is 347-850-1405, and simply press 1, and Bishop Haywood will then bring you in to the broadcast, which please call in and share, because this has been truly such a blessed word of encouragement for us all. So, Bishop Haywood, if you would, sir, open up the lines and let's see who we have.
Amen. All right. Well, we do have quite a few on the line. Remember, as Teacher Tyndall just indicated, please press 1 on your phone. It will allow us in the control room to see that you would like to have a word or a question. We do have one, and so we'll go ahead and caller, I believe this is Elder Hunt. Go right ahead.
Yes, good morning, everyone. I give honor to God and to our EP and to Mother Bishop and to all of our leaders and ministry leaders within the UFCCM, certainly to Teacher Tyndall and Bishop Haywood. It is a privilege once again to be able to join in on the broadcast. And I would just like to say to Elder Newman how much I really enjoyed and was inspired by that uplifting message. There are days when we need to just hear a message like this, when we just need the encouragement that comes from God's word and from his messenger. And I truly, truly thank you, Elder Newman, for bringing this word to us today. And I certainly will be thinking on it and feasting on it and continuing to enjoy the word of God. Thank you so much for sharing this and encouraging us today. And may God continue to bless you and your ministry. Thank you.
Amen.
You know,
thank you. Go ahead, Haywood.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm so sorry. I wanted to just say real quick, Teacher Tyndall, that quite a few people came on, I'm looking at right now, filling up the lines late, which means they really didn't hear much or anything at all. But, you know, when you have – that's why you got to be on time.
Amen.
You know, you come – yeah, you know, you come in late. And that's nothing against anyone. You know, we all have, you know, issues, you know, kind of logging on and things that we're doing. But I want to say that, again, each and every one of you that may have come on late, I'm going to just maybe, Teacher Tyndall, maybe you can kind of ask some questions, you know, for those that came on late of our Elder Newman here relative to the message. And maybe that'll kind of give a, you know how it is when we're preachers, you know, we're elders on here. Sometimes we see people come into church late and we don't really preach the message again, but we start kind of saying things that we've already said. And then maybe that will, and I'm doing this for your benefit, those of you that came in. But we do have plenty of people on here. Press 1, those that were already here. Well, we do have, we have one hand up that was already in. So caller, you're at 920-344. Go right ahead. 920-344.
Blessings. to the EP, Bishop, and those in the UFCCM. This is Reverend Deacon Tequila. To Elder Newman, I did hear your message about the importance of prayer and the connection to God. It is important that we have that connection because it is our communication. Because if when we are disconnected, it's like we are functioning in a dysfunction. We are walking around lost. We're listening to the wrong information when we're searching for something, when we're listening to the wrong things. And it is so important, to not to get displacement and to always have that connection with God. So I really, really your message really stuck out to me to always, have that connection with God, to no matter what you're going through, no matter how you're feeling, no matter what your situation, no matter what the distraction is, to always pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Reverend Deacon Tequila, for your comments. And I just wanted to go back to something that Elder Newman said, because I always take copious notes, I'm sure others do. But Elder Newman, you mentioned the need to have a solid backbone to do Christian work. Can you talk a little bit about why it is necessary that we have a solid backbone in today's world?
Sure, Teacher Tindall. According to the scripture where it says the trials come to consider it joy when the trials come our way, one might look at that and say, how can I consider it joy when these trials come, when these things are coming? They're coming because it is building us up. It is building character in us, and it's also building up that backbone in us so we will be standing firm in the Lord. We'll be rooted and grounded tree. So when the winds come, we might sway a little. When the trials come, we might bend a little. When the hurt comes, we might just, move a little, but we will be firm in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
So we cannot be lifted up. We will sway, bend, and blow a little, but we will be surely planted in that ground of Christ Jesus. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does, Elder Newman. And I'm thinking back to some teaching that Bishop Tindall did years and years ago when he was Pastor Tindall for me and others at First Church. But he said something that resonated with me, and I have shared that with so many people over the years, that when we go through trials and tests and difficulties and the exigencies of life and the things that come upon us, we should not lament and carry on and have a fit and go ballistic. We should be grateful because, as you point out, God allows these things to build character in us, to build our faith, to build our trust in him. He loves us so much that he allows us to go through situations with the ultimate goal to look to him. And as you said, I go back to what you said, to pray. He wants us to come to him because that's the only way we can be connected with him. And to prevail in prayer is the only way that we can submit ourselves to God and allow him to take us from where we are through what we're going through to where he wants us to be. And I love that word through because it denotes a temporary situation. It's not permanent. We go through But when we prevail, God takes us from where we are to where he wants us to be. So I thank you for breaking that down, because some people may think, how can I have a solid backbone when I'm faced with opposition or when I'm faced with difficulty? But that is what God wants us to do.
Amen.
And so, Bishop Haywood, do we have any other?
Yes, we do. We have a couple of hands up, and I'd like to, you know, pose a question just before I bring the next one in, and to give others a little opportunity to listen a little more, as because they may have a few questions also. But the question that I have is, you know, you mentioned that you was it last Saturday that you eulogized your nephew? Was that correct?
Yes, it was.
And had you ever had an opportunity, you know, and when I say opportunity, you know, that may sound strange, you know, but an opportunity, you know, to bless, you know, family in such a way by, you know, being at a homegoing service and a eulogy. And, you know, and I'm asking this specifically because my wife and I, we had the same opportunity and privilege, you know, to eulogize our son a few years ago. And it's still very difficult. And so when it comes to what would be your comment, you know, because we're all going to go this way. We're all going to have family, you know, that went this way. And as Teacher Tindall asked about, you know, having that solid, you know, framework, you know, of prayer that you mentioned. What would you say, you know, to someone who has to deal with a situation where they're involved, either as a eulogist or in the service of a loved one, and, you know, how to process that?
Well, for me, as I had shared at this time, and, you know, God, I had moved out of the way, because the minute I walked, before I even walked into the funeral home, one of my other nephews, he has been going through a tough situation. I have been constantly praying for this individual. Before I even went in there, I just started crying. Tears were coming down, and I grabbed him and hugged him, just kept on loving on him. And I could feel the move of God upon just me, just loving upon him. And I'm just saying that to say we just have to move out of the way and allow God to be in full control. And my son was there, and he said to me, he said, Mom, I heard this lady went to my nephew and said to him, do you know that your aunt loves you? And that was the love of God. And my nephew broke down in tears. I didn't see it, but my son was the one that told me. He said, Mom, I could feel the move of God, and to see your nephew, my nephew broke down. And my other nephew came to me and he said, Auntie, I am so grateful to you that you continually love upon us, even in our mishaps, even in our downfalls. You just love us. And, you know, it touched me, because as a humble servant, I just move out of the way. So we just have to, just to answer that question, we have to move out of the way. We have to kill this flesh and move out of the way and allow God, the Holy Spirit, to lead us, to direct us, and guide us into what he wants us to do.
So beautiful.
Well, Sister Tindall, we have our EP and Mother Bishop that we'll bring on as soon as you give us the cue.
Yes, I just wanted to say, follow up to your question, Bishop Haywood, I'm glad you asked that, because that situation that Ellen Newman shared really touched me, and I wrote down what she said. She said that it's not her love, but the love of Jesus Christ. And then she said, allow God to use us, because we don't know how he's going to use us. And Elder Newman, that really struck a chord with me when you said not our love, because sometimes it is a struggle, to be honest, to be transparent, to use your word. Sometimes there are people in life that we meet that it's a struggle, but we have to step back and allow God to use us, and the love of Jesus Christ is a superseding love.
Amen.
It's a superseding love. It goes beyond any love that we can ever have. But if we get out of the way and just allow the love of God to infuse us, it will impact. And it really touched me when you said your nephew broke down in tears, because sometimes we don't have to preach at people or say a lot of things or be condemnatory or what. Just show love. And if we do that and submit ourselves to God and let God to use us, he will do the rest. I love that you shared that testimony with us to encourage us.
Amen.
Okay, Bishop Haywood.
Yes. We have our EP and our Mother Bishop.
Okay.
Praise the Lord, everyone. We thank and praise God for just being able to listen in on the broadcast. We want to give honor to God and to our Ecumenical Patriarch and to Bishop Haywood and Teacher Tyndall, and of course to our speaker this morning, Bishop Tyndall and I both for coming in as well. And yes, and I just thank the Lord for having the opportunity to listen to this wonderful message that came forth. Our bishop is here, and he's going to say something at this time. We're still kind of dealing with these frogs in the throat kind of thing. So if you're hearing us cough a little bit, that's what this is about.
Thank you for that blessing. Good afternoon, everybody. And Mother has already given honor to all of our leaders and so forth, and we share with her in giving the same honor to the wonderful people of God that are working so hard to continue to keep this laity network broadcast going forward. And it is a commitment and a determination of the UFCC and to keep this particular ministry going. Amen.
Amen.
And to support Teacher Tyndall in all of her efforts to see that this ministry continues to be a viable and important ministry of the UFCCM.
Yes.
I want to take a moment and thank Elder Gail Newman.
Amen.
For the way she reiterated truths that we have been taught down through the years concerning prayer.
Yes.
I appreciated two things that she said. She said that we must be submissive to the will of God when we pray.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go on with that, but that's a powerful thought. And she also admonished us in her message to continue to pray, to always pray, to pray in spite of, pray when you feel like praying, praying when you do not feel like praying. So I would like to address at this time a question to either Elder Newman or any others that feel they may like to respond to this question. We may not have time to do that, but the question is this. The body of teaching throughout the Word of God is that when we pray as believers, God hears us.
Yes.
The body of teaching is that it is God's good pleasure to give us the desires of our hearts when we pray. Just an example for you. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. Verse 15. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Now, that's gospel truth. That's
mm-hmm.
the word.
Yes.
So the question I humbly propose is that if God hears us, and we know that he hears us, and that he will give us the petitions of our hearts, then why are we encouraged to keep on asking over and over and over and over, persistently over and over again? I hope you all got my question.
Yes. That's a good question. And do we have any...
I like the way you said that, Teacher Kendall. That is a good question.
Yes, it is. And I'm going to wait to weigh in to see if somebody else wants to weigh in on the answer to, or what we believe the answer is to this question.
Mm-hmm. Well, are you asking me to bring someone else in to answer
these
questions?
If there is someone who raises their hand who wants to respond, please, by all means, Bishop Haywood.
All right. Well, we have Elder Adrian on the line, who obviously was a contemporary ordination buddy with our Elder Newman. Go right ahead, Elder Adrian.
Wiggins, Elder Wiggins?
Yes, it is.
Amen.
Right.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Teacher Tender, to our Mother Bishop, our EP, and just the leaders and our minister, Elder Gail. Thank you for the words. Thank you. And I feel like this was a setup because I had put my hand up before that question came out, but in Jesus' name. Give it honor to the Lord on this afternoon. I just thank God for, I was sitting here contemplating if I was going to raise my hand, and just knowing for myself how the prayer life is just so important. And when you're off, you know, it's that miscommunication. You know, you can't even come to Lord just off of a whim when you didn't, forgot about him all week or all day long. So that prayer life I find for myself is very important. And it's important because when you go through those tests and those trials and the tribulations, just knowing that God, he already knows the plans he has for us. So we already know we're going to go through, but it's that prayer life that's going to keep us pressing on and just understanding how our life is not our own. We don't know why we're praying sometimes. Sometimes even on our prayer line, we get on there, we're praying, you're interceding for others, you know, and sometimes it's lighting your own homes or lighting your own families, but just knowing that prayer is going on. Sometimes you don't even unmute yourself, and just to see and hear the sisters and brothers praying and taking time mm-hmm. out of their days just to pray for one another. And we get so deep, and we want to start praying for, I know me, coming in the you know, contact. Lord, bless the people we come in contact with, because you just never know. Because, again, our life is not our own. Our plans are all, you know, belong to the Lord. But I thank God for our EP and this question. I believe I heard the end of the question. You know, why do we continue to put things before the Lord that if we've already given it over to him, you know, why do we keep going through and find ourselves in a place we've already given it over to the Lord? And I think it's because of the test and the trial. Sometimes they come to knock us down, and we pray for strength, because sometimes we're not in the place we need to be mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. So sometimes we get knocked down, we have to go back and forth, but God never changes. It's us that changes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why
mm-hmm.
I feel we always go back and forth. It's already done. It's us that have to, you know, re-encourage
mm-hmm.
ourselves again. So I just thank God for the question. Hopefully I touched upon it with my answer. And good job, Elder Newman. Good job. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Elder Wiggins.
Well, Teacher Tender, we don't have, wait a minute. We don't have any other hands. But apparently, as soon as Elder Wiggins left the, we had two more that came up right away, so I guess we'll go right ahead. Caller, you are 508-508-371. Go right ahead.
Oh, hello, everybody. This is Sister Taya. I thank the Lord for just having me online. I thank everybody, Teacher Tyndall, Bishop, and Mother, and everybody in their respective places. Thank you. I'm kind of nervous right now. I wasn't going to get on the line. The Lord said, yes, you are. And I'm like, okay. But I just want to say thank you to everybody. I want to thank you to Elder Newman. That's my ride or die. She is my prayer partner. I love her. I was late. I was one of the late people got on. So I want to apologize to her. I want to apologize to everybody else for being on late. And I was so excited about her being on the line today. I was running around and then I looked at the time. I was like, oh no. But anyway, I just want to thank her. And I know her about prayer. I know we pray. She is my prayer partner. We've been praying for, I know it's at least the last 3 years. You know, faithfully every single morning, every morning. I think we might have missed one morning. And so I know, like, prayer, she helps me with prayer. Some mornings I'd be like, I can't, I'm not doing this. But I know how prayer is. Prayer, like, why do we pray all the time? Because we need to pray all the time. Like, this one homeless lady, she used to say, we have to, how does she say, ceasingly. We have to ceasingly pray. We have to always pray. Prayer is important. Prayer is something to connect us to God. Prayer connects things. Prayer is, we need prayer. And we have to pray all the time continuously because there's always something different to pray about. It's not, sometimes we may pray about the same thing, but it's always something going on in the world, something with our family, something at the church, something. So we always need to pray. We always need to be ready to pray. And, but I just wanted to just say that and just let Elder Newman know that I love her. I love her. I love her. And just thank everybody for just listening. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Tanya.
Man. All right. Well, we have caller 920-819. Looks like that's Deacon Monica. Go right ahead.
Well, good morning, everybody. God bless you. God bless you, Elder Newman. That was beautiful. I give honor and glory to God and to Prelate and Lady Bishop and my Bishop and Teacher Tyndall. I just think that the reason to keep your prayer before the Lord, even, you know, on a constant basis. Number one, even if you're praying for the same thing, it keeps you in line with the will of God. And that's really important. God doesn't always answer our prayers right away. And he tests us to see how diligent we're going to be. There's a scriptural basis also for it. And then I think there is power of the Holy Spirit that is released when we pray. And I think that power does two things. It, of course, fights against the enemy, and then it keeps me humble before the Lord. So that would be why I think we're called to pray for the same thing over and over again.
That's it. Thank you. Amen. Thank you, Sister Monica.
Am I still on the line?
Yes, you are. Bishop Haywood, is there anyone else?
We don't have any others that have pressed one, no.
All right. So, EP, please go forward.
Go forward.
Thank you so much. I realize that is a rather thought provoking question, and it is probably one that all of us would like to give some more thought to, and I think it's also a very important question, and if you permit me a few minutes, I would like to give you a couple of reasons that I believe the scripture teaches us why it's important to keep on praying and be persistent in prayer. The first reason that comes to my mind is because Jesus told us to. We are soldiers in the army of the Lord.
Yes.
Soldiers do not question their orders. They follow their orders.
Yeah. The captain of the army knows things that the foot soldier does not know.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, when an order comes from on high, it behooves those of us who are following our leader to simply carry out the orders.
Mm-hmm.
And that is one of the things that Jesus made it paramount importance to us. And that
yes.
is pray without ceasing, to
yes.
keep on praying.
Mm-hmm.
You remember the parable he told of the woman and the unjust judge, and
yes.
how she kept worrying him every day. Jesus
mm-hmm.
did not necessarily force too much emphasis on the fact that she did it, but the fact that she did it in order to get the attention of the judge. And that's what God wants us to do. We know he hears us. We know he has our attention, but the orders are to keep on asking.
Yeah.
The second reason that I would like to bring into your attention is that when we obey the orders of the Lord, we are obedient to him.
Mm-hmm.
Obedience brings blessings.
Yeah.
If you want God to answer your prayer, then you must not question the method, but obey the instructions.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Jesus admonishes us to continue to pray, to keep on praying.
Yeah.
And when we do that, we are being obedient to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Obedience brings blessing.
Yeah.
Just a life anecdote. We have two grandsons that come and spend the summer with us for a few weeks every year since they were little boys. And one of the things that their Nana does for them, I don't go with them, but Nana takes them down to Carowinds and let them spend the whole day down there eating and riding and just having a good old time. I see them at sunup, and I'll see them again at sundown. One of the little grandboys, the youngest one, around about January, he'll start calling, and he'll say, Nana, are we still coming down this summer? And she'll tell them, yes, y'all coming down. Nana, are you going to take us to Carowinds? Yes, we're going to have our day in Carowinds. 2 weeks later, Nana, are we still coming down this summer? Yes, y'all coming down. Nana, are we going to Carowinds? Yes,
yes.
I'm going to take y'all to Carowinds. This keeps on. January, February, March, April, May, just before we leave to go to conference. Nana, you understand what I'm saying? They know that she told them yes. They know that she's going to take them to Carowinds.
Yeah.
In fact, they've already gone online and figured out the rides they're going to get on. They have this confidence, but what are
yeah.
they doing? They're being persistent.
Yeah.
They're being
yeah.
consistent, and they're doing this because they want to assure themselves that I know
uh-huh.
that God is, that Nana's going to do what she said. And in the same way, when we pray consistently, and without fail and over again, our confidence and our faith increases
yeah. Yeah.
because the devil finds it harder and harder and harder
mm-hmm.
to tell us God's not going to do it. So we consistently continue in prayer. That's just a nutshell answer. I hope it's been a blessing for you all and that you all give more thought to it.
Yes, and I would just like to, Teacher Tindall, I would just like to add to that what Bishop was saying relative to our two older grandsons,
yes.
that another thing that happens with that is building relationships.
Yes.
When
yes.
we think about what prayer really is, the purpose of prayer and why we pray, if we really understand the essence of that, we will also understand that we are building relationship with
yes.
God. And
amen.
Just like my little grandsons, even though they know that Nana is going to do this because she's been doing this year after year, but it builds our relationship.
No, Nana,
and there is absolutely no doubt in their mind, but that relationship, that closeness that occurs as a result
of that communication with Nana, and the same thing, that communication that we have on a regular, consistent basis with God, it puts us in a place that we could actually say, like Jesus say, and say, Abba, Father, we have a relationship with God that is such that we feel like when you've heard the poem, when you're going through a trial and you look back and you only see one set of footprints, we have that relationship with God that when we go through those difficult things, that he is going to pick us up and he's going to carry us. And that relationship only comes through that consistent and constant communication with him.
That is so true.
Amen. Amen, Mother Bishop. I thank you for adding that. And I had an answer, and I didn't weigh in, but one of the things that came to mind when Bishop asked that question in my mind was the parable of the persistent widow or the unjust parable. And the other thing I wanted to say, not only relationship, Mother Bishop, but to me it shows our dependence on God.
Those grandsons
were dependent on you to take them to Carowinds. They had no other hope of getting them other than you. And I want to go back to what Elder Newman said, is that when we pray, that's our only connection to God. If we want an answer from God, he's the only one that can give the answer. So we have to stay connected through prayer to God.
Yes.
It shows our humility, our dependence, and submission, and our trust. With Bishop, this was a wonderful question.
Thank you. And Teacher Kimball, can I dovetail on something you just said that sparked the thought in my mind?
Yes,
not
sir.
Not only does it build our relationship, but our relation gives us blessed assurance. because I'm ready to go off now. But it brings blessed assurance. The better you know him, the more blessed is the assurance.
This has been such a wonderful, and I don't know about you all, but I'm encouraged. And I want to just know, Elder Newman said something that we need to keep in mind. Sometimes we kneel before God and we don't know what to pray or how to pray or what to say. I've had experience. But thank God that we have
God.
Spirit.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Through moanings and cries. He knows.
Yes. He knows.
Our heart. He knows. And if we're not able to articulate it or express it, it still goes before God through the power of the Holy Spirit.
Oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Last night on our evening fellowship, Bishop Betty Brown stirred us up talking about the Holy Spirit, and I'm not going to do it. But we Elder Newman, you know, the thing is that it's not in a long draw, and I'm not saying that sometimes we don't have more to say, but it's in a powerful, power-packed
message
that God uses to stimulate us and to touch us So, Elder Newman, we are so grateful to you today.
A powerful word, Elder Newman, yes.
A powerful word that you shared with us. And remember, we got to pray our way through trials and tests because that's the only way we're going to get through there.
Amen.
I'm shouting and leaping this morning because I'm on a high note, Elder Newman. Bishop Tindall, did you have something else?
No, Teacher Tindall, I think that's it. I think we're going to try to be quiet because we're excited already, and we don't want to.
I heard him trying to say something, but we thank God for this broadcast today, for the laity broadcast that is really reaching out and giving us within the USCCM encouragement. We encourage you to keep listening and to let others know, because people are hurting out there and they need to hear the word of God to be encouraged.
We give thanks to our Ecumenical Patriarch, Bishop Tyndall, to our Episcopal Board of Bishops, to all of our leaders in the USCCM, our listeners, and even those who may not be in USCCM, but who are listening and benefiting from the teaching in these broadcasts, and also to Bishop Hayward. We give honor to him as our program director. And I want to remind you that our next broadcast will be on Saturday, December 9th, and I can hardly wait because our speaker will be His Eminence, Bishop Henry A. Tyndall Sr., our EP, and we know that we are going to hear a powerful word. Amen. So y'all mark your calendars right now, block out your time, and as Bishop Hayward said, be on time, because you do not want to miss a single word of what will be shared. Also, we want you to keep in mind our 24-hour prayer meeting for November. Our EP and Mother Bishop faithfully send out the prayer list and the schedules. So please, and think about this. If you are not signing up to take a time slot in the 24-hour prayer, remember, you have to do it, because your only connection to God is through prayer. You just have to do it.
Amen. Amen.
And to pray without ceasing, keeping our EP and all of our EBOB and all of our officials and our entire fellowship in prayer. And let us pray for this world situation, that we will allow God to use us to reach dying men and women. Even if we have to go out sometimes and share some of these lessons that we learned in the broadcast to create an awareness and an excitement, let us pray that we allow God to use us to touch, to speak to someone, to show, as Pastor Elder Newman said, just show the love of God that we can reach dying men and women. So at this time, we are going to have our closing prayer. Bishop Hayward and Her Grace Lady Bishop are on vacation. We appreciate him for, even in his vacation time, making sure that the work of the ministry is going forward. So, Bishop, enjoy the rest of the time that you have left for your vacation. And at this time, we're going to ask Pastor Sherry if she would give us our closing prayer. Bless you, Pastor Sherry.
Pastor Sherry's line fell off because I don't see her on here. And so I'm not sure.
Well, Bishop Hayward, I was asking her to kind of give you a little, not that you don't want to pray, but to give you kind of a little break. But would you please then give us our closing prayer?
Oh, absolutely. God, sometimes as we pray, and this, you know, as we come together in prayer, joining, believing together, as the word has declared, whatsoever we shall bind on earth, he'll bind in heaven, and whatsoever we shall loose on earth, he'll loose in heaven. All we have to do is stand together in agreement and not waver, and continue to always pray. And God, we know that life, you know, gets many down, especially today. Oftentimes, Lord, we see things to, you know, maybe not to be so thankful for in our own mind, but God, we ought to be thankful for every situation. So, Lord, open our eyes to see the gifts, Lord God, that you have given in our lives, Lord God. Let us, God, be thankful, Lord God, loving enough, Lord God, to understand, Lord God, that every situation that comes in our life, Lord God, is not for our hearts, Lord. But God, situations oftentimes come for our good, even when it doesn't feel good. So, Father, we thank you now, Lord God, that we encourage, Lord God, each and every person, Lord God, that comes across our path, Lord God, Lord, knowing, God, that it is up to them to receive it. So, Father God, but we will seed it, Lord God, as you, God, begin to put it in our heart, our mind, and our spirit. So touch, Lord God, the speaker on today. Lord, as she continues to move. Lord God, touch each and every one, Lord God, that spoke, those that desired to speak, may not have spoken, and God, those that will listen to this in the archive. So touch, Father, right now, touch our host, Lord God, the woman of God who you have commissioned, Lord God, through your divine, Lord, unction, Lord God, for a work, Lord, to encourage through this medium and this platform. So touch her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Touch, God, and cover, Lord God, our EP, Lord God, and our Mother Bishop, Lord, as they continue, Lord God, to cover this fellowship. So touch, God, right now. Now, Lord, we bind the enemy that comes to hinder, to kill, to steal, and to destroy, that he not snuff the word any of our minds that have went forth today. We give you the honor, we give you the glory, and we give you the praise. In Jesus' holy, mighty, and master's name. Thank God.
Thank you.
Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. God bless you all. We love you with the love of Christ. And we look forward to our next broadcast on Saturday, December the 9th at 12 noon. May you go in peace and God bless and keep you all. Take care. See you next time.
Chapter 18. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, There was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, Avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterwards he said within himself, Though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, Hear what the unjust judge saith. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? And he spake this parable unto them.
There is a definite need for training the laity. The Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM Ecclesiastical Ministry offices. The laity. I would also point out that the Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM Ecclesiastical Ministry offices. We have Ministry of Evangelism, Ministry of Communication, the Ministry of Laity Training, and also the Ministry of Clergy Training.